Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
I don't know. And like, I've gotten more people tell me that my stomach looks like a girl tummy. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Are you
And
giving a hint?
I don't know, maybe. And like the lady who makes my sari blouses, she's like, I don't get it wrong. She's like, there are a few other girls that came who were pregnant at 4 months, and she's like, I told them it was a girl, it was a girl. And I'm like,
Wow.
okay, all right, we'll see.
Interesting. What did she say to you?
She said, girl. No one has guessed boy. They've all been girls. So we'll see. Remember, I did genetic testing and I know the
Yes.
results from
You already know. That's why this is killing me.
it. And it's like a 90 something percent accuracy. So, it could go either way. But from that test, I know really for sure, like, what are the chances of 6%, right? Would be wrong. So we'll see.
The suspense is killing
Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old. And in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
So I wanted to ask you a million things. So I'm 18 weeks now, and I'm tired still. And then I'm also like, I'm having dizzy spells. Yeah. And then my tailbone hurts, and then the middle of my back hurts. And then on my right hand side, I feel like baby is like nuzzled against my, I don't know.
Pelvic.
Yeah, what the hell is this kid doing?
Yeah.
I can barely walk.
So
Is that a thing?
that's a thing, and now I'm changing my answer to girl.
What, really?
It's seriously a thing. Like, I feel like, especially with the two girls, they were just so flexible that they would constantly move into every nook and cranny. And like, at one point, it was right under the rib cages. And I was just like, can you please stop?
Yeah, he's like doing somersaults and like all sorts of things. Like 1 minute, it like right under my boob, it's like punch, scrape. Like he's like scraping and scraping. And then right like under my belly on the right hand side, it's like I can't walk. Like I'm walking all weird because it hurts. And like and I'm like, this isn't round ligament pain. Like, this isn't what I experienced. Like, this is something else. Like, the kid's like right
That
there.
so the back thing and the hip thing that you're talking about, that could be sciatica. Because I actually had sciatica first. And they said basically like a good stretch. I can send you some stretches, but pretty much you put both feet on flat on the floor, like you're in sitting position, and then you put one leg over the thigh of the other one so that it forms, I don't know what that's called, male seated position. I don't know. You know how like they like to cross their legs but not like a woman's crossing their legs? Does that make sense? I'm really bad at describing this. Anyway.
But I know what you're talking about. You're like crossing your
Okay.
leg with your ankle on your thigh.
Yes. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. So when you're in that position, you slightly, so you're gonna cross the leg the side that it hurts. And when you're in that position, you very, very gently and carefully lean forward a bit so that you're like going towards the ground. But don't, like, not too much, like don't lose your balance.
But
And
is
that,
it okay? Sorry, keep going.
no, that should help with a little bit of sciatica pain. But the other thing was trying not to sleep on the side that it hurts. That helped for me. But anyway, go on. What's your question?
So I don't think I have sciatica. I think it's my tailbone. that hurts. So when I'm sitting, my tailbone is like, it hurts. So I have to get up, walk around a little bit, and it's still like this like numbing feeling. And then the middle of my back hurts. And then when I looked it up, they're like posture, but I'm like, I'm sitting fine. Like I sit the way I always sit. Like I don't get it.
But, yeah. But it is like, it's a bunch of extra weight that you're now carrying around.
That's true. Right? Yeah.
So it could actually be posture. Actually, one thing, did I tell you about that crazy, crazy pain thing that I had? But it was like, it was more like, again, TMI, but it was more like vaginal sharpness pain.
Yeah, it was like pressure.
Yeah, that was the first time I experienced that. But
and I have that too.
It could just be the whole multiple pregnancies thing, where it's not your first one, now it's your second one, so your body is just being really weird as heck.
People told me that with the second, it gets easier.
Yes and no. Yeah, yes and no. I mean, yes, kind of. It depends. It depends. I think if you're like the same amount of active, it does get easier.
Yeah.
Because like now you're running after a toddler as well. But you know, if it's pandemic level activeness, no, definitely not easier.
Yeah. It's crazy because I'm like, cause like Logan didn't give me any pain. Like I didn't have back pain. I only had acid reflux. It was so bad. Like I had to sleep upright. Like that's that was the worst, right? And like I would get up in the middle of the night and I would vomit because of it. But really and truly, and I would have round ligament pain. I would have Braxton Hicks. But back pain this early on, like a little bit of like back ache, but not like this.
So I have a theory about why this could be. With your first one, there's a lot of excitement happening, but I think too with the second one, you're more like almost aware of stuff.
Yeah. Right?
You're just like, oh, this is different in my body, or oh, I'm realizing this and this. And then your body kind of remembers how it was pregnant. So it kind of like autopilots and some of that stuff too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that make sense? Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is he or she is a riot in there, like moving around, punching things, like she's really active.
I noticed you went a little mysterious when talking about the gym. Because yes, that's a good point. We did not do the reveal.
Yeah.
I have my theory. At first I said boy.
Yeah. Right?
And then you're like, interesting. And of course you were doing whatever. and then you were talking about activeness. And now I'm like, maybe girl. But because you said he or she, now I'm like, maybe boy. I don't
know. Or she.
Or, yeah. I don't know. You're really good. You were great at the game Mafia, right?
And I bought, I saw a secondhand Facebook marketplace costume, like a chase costume.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it came in a backpack, right? Like what Chase would wear. So, so I brought it home. Like I picked it up after coming from work and quickly grabbed it. And it was like $20, which was like not cheap, right? Like it was for, I think that costume goes for $40. I'm like, that's half off. That's perfect. Right. So, bring it home and I just leave the backpack there thinking it's not the actual costume, it's just the backpack,
right?
And it doesn't say Paw Patrol on it, it's just blue and has a gold star on it. Like I didn't think much of it, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so Shannon and I are sitting on the couch and he's like, Paw Patrol. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And he's like, and I'm like, oh, we're not watching Paw Patrol now. He's like, no, that's Paw Patrol. Oh, I want the Paw Patrol backpack. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh.
He did. Wow. And then we're like trying to distract him and be like, oh, why didn't we just put it in the room and hit it? Right. Because it's for Halloween, not for now. Right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I want to try it. So we open it up and we showed him, and he was like in awe.
Aww.
Yeah.
I swear, nothing gets past these guys.
No.
Nothing.
Oh, these kids are smart.
They're crazy. Okay. So we went to, this is a different story, but I'm just proving how crazy they are. We went to a park the other day.
Yeah.
And there were these other, like, slightly older boys that were there. And they saw the two girls. And they're like, hey, you guys want to play Grounders? And my
Grounders?
Youngest, they're older. So then my youngest was like, and in like such a tone, I'm going to try to do her tone, but she was just like, we just want to play alone right now. I was like, what the? Like, what just happened? And then the guy was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, like, I was trying to be like, okay, but, and then me and Nish too, like, we were just like, but thank you for asking. Like, I'm like, what the hell, girl? Like, she took on, you know, that, like, protective stance, and she was just like, she was like, we just want to play alone right now.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, she really was. And she was like, she was talking on behalf of her big sister. It was so crazy. Like, I have to tell my
version. Oh my god. That is nuts. So this was Anna. Oh my god.
Yes, Anna.
The oldest, the youngest.
No, I know. The oldest. But it's funny because when you hear that story, you would think that it is the oldest.
So the
middle child.
So I wanted to confirm because,
was it
Anna?
Like, no, it would probably, like, it was, but it would probably make more sense if it was the oldest one.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like, sorry, I'm just playing by herself right now or something like that. But holy. Anyway, yeah, they're crazy. They're
very
crazy.
That's hilarious. If you just want to play alone right now,
I know.
Leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. But it was good. Like, she was kind of recognizing, like, okay, like, we just want a little bit of alone time. Like, we don't really feel like playing with friends, or, you know, we just want some quiet time. And she said it in such a rude way. Like, the rudest way possible.
Well, she is a teenager, right?
Well, he is. So, I think, like, maybe like middle school or something like that.
Oh.
Or older elementary, like grade 5 or something.
Oh, okay. So they're like 9, 10 years old.
Yes, but definitely had older cousins or siblings.
And okay.
That's probably how he knew about the game Grounder.
And I was like, how do you know?
Like,
I know. Grounders, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. But I'm telling you, Anna's I feel like she's going to be outgoing and like really, she's going to take over the world.
like
a politician or something. She's just gonna be.
I know. I do agree with you.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, because she has the gut. Like, she has what it takes to just like say stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't ever want that to change. No matter how much it hurts. Like, I don't love you anymore. What?
She won't spare your feelings.
I'm over here now.
or like a lawyer or something.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah, she's good.
I mean, awesome, but not really, because I don't know how.
Well, I hope when if she becomes a lawyer, she becomes like, what's the word? A human rights lawyer, or yes. Or a defense lawyer. Well,
mm-hmm. Well,
maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not defense.
Because then you have to defend like anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, sidetracked again. What were we talking about?
I was talking about B and like all the different things.
It's just so crazy because I said to multiple people, right, including Roddy, I was like, this kid hasn't given me any grief. Like I said, mm-hmm. I have no problems at all. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like zero.
You jinxed it.
I jinxed it. And like everything, just like the cramping started and like all this other stuff, right? But like right now, I'm like, this is my second trimester, not my first.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so tired? Why am I dizzy? Why am I having back pain? It's not my third trimester. Like,
I know. But remember.
Why are you nuzzled up on my bone?
Sorry. I know. Like, let me walk. But remember, this is your second child. Yeah. Like, you already have an existing child that needs to be cared for. So it's like, it takes a toll on you. Like, the first time, you're just kind of like, I want to rest, I want to nap. And then you do, right? Like, if there's no, like, logistics. Don't have to think about anything. Don't have to be like, oh, where's the child? Like, or is someone going to be able to watch him? Or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, I'm going to do it.
That's
and
true.
I did it.
Yeah. I remember on my third trimester, I would finish work, come home, and just lay on the couch until Shag came home. Just lay there.
Beautiful.
And like, have the TV on. Right? And then I would, like, nap. And then I would get up. And then Shan would bring me food and I would eat. Like, it was just so easy.
Yes.
And now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I come home, I'm like, must not fall asleep.
Yes. Yeah. It's seriously crazy. Like, oh my gosh. And he's young too. Like, he's still at the point where he still kind of needs you a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, like for instance, right now, I'm very lucky because when we had the third child, it like the girls were much older, so they didn't need that much care and attention. I mean, obviously they still did, but it wasn't like, you know, when I had the second child.
Yeah,
so I was like, oh yeah, this girl is like one, almost two, I think at the time. Like, she needs my help. Like, she needs to be watched all the time. So.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
But I can't imagine.
But, you know, everyone always says, like, it's with everything, there's always, like, what do they call it? Like, challenges or things in your life, and it only just makes. It just it prepares you for the future. It helps make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. So
and that's true. Like, I have to keep reminding myself. And like, it's hard. Like, you know, there's some days with Logan. Like, I'm like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then other days I'm like, you know, I can do this. It's not a big deal. Like, you know, women all over around the world are doing it. I can totally do this. Like, I just need to just do it, like not think too much of it, not put myself down, just like do it, right?
And like, the thing is, because us as mothers especially, we go through our different modes, right? You've seen those reels where they're like, I have three modes, and it's like, you do kick into like survival mode, or like, you know, just mama hen, or I'm doing it again, mama bear.
Yeah.
Mode where you're just like, no, I like this needs to be done and I'm gonna do it. And then afterward you're like, oh my god, I'm so tired.
Yeah,
it's true. And again, like, oh, I say it every single time anyone I ever talk to, like, you are growing a human.
Yeah.
In your body is the vessel. Remember we talked about the vessel?
Yes, yes.
Your body is the vessel. It's not like it's in some kind of, like, you know,
incubator
thing. Yeah, it's not. It's on you. Mm-hmm. So, like, obviously that's going to take a toll on everything. Your mood, your energy levels, your hungerness.
Like, yeah.
Everything. That's why a lot of pregnant women, and I totally agree, they get the green light to act the way that they do because mm-hmm. they're going through a lot of crap right now.
Yeah, it's true. And I have a couple of stories because in the last 2 weeks it's been quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Last weekend I was just very emotional and I was just crying all the time. Mm-hmm. Like any little thing would set me off and I would just cry. And again, this didn't happen with Logan. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is going on right now? Why am I so emotional? And then, like, the logical part of me is just like, calm the hell down, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the emotional part is like, I just feel like crying. Like,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, just, I don't know. And then when I get angry, it's like, it's heightened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, even getting frustrated with Logie, it's like, it's heightened. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. yes. Oh, yes. My God.
I know. And it's, yeah, it's because your hormones are all kinds of crazy. Again, mm-hmm. and we've talked about this in many, many episodes. When we're on our period,
yeah,
that is a storm. Like, mm-hmm. even now, right? I'm just like, I know that my period is coming because I start, like, getting really emotional over, like, TV shows.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you another example. We started watching Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's on Disney Plus. It's really funny. And it was just, like, a touching moment, but one where you're just like, oh, that's nice. And I was like, oh, that is really nice. And, like, aww. I started tearing up and I was like, oh, my period's coming. Like, that's definitely, yep, it's a sign. And then it came. So I was like, okay, yeah, see? I knew it.
It makes it's sense. Like,
sorry.
I was going to say, it makes sense.
Yes. And remember Karen, was it Karen from Mean Girls? Where she was like, I can tell the weather by nose.
I know.
That's women and our emotions and other mm-hmm. things. Like, we can just tell. But yeah, no, I do not at all blame you.
It's like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, it was so emotional. No one's yeah. just wrong with me. And then I was like, and then we were in Niagara too. So I was like, cranky, just so cranky. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, I know. But you're like, you're tired. You're dealing with other people's emotions and trying to learn mm-hmm. to regulate them.
Yeah.
You're also trying to figure out your own emotions with, like, all the hormone fluctuations. Yeah. And then, like, at the same time, baby's, like, kicking your ribs or your bone, like, breaking your tailbone.
Oh, like, my God.
It's like, yeah, I don't blame you for feeling cranky. I really don't.
Ugh.
I know. But at the same time, it's like, yes, we understand. And you're kind of, like, trying to reason yourself out of these emotions. But sometimes you have to give yourself a little bit of, like, a pardon, right? Just yeah. be like, yes, I get it. I will say these things to Nish too, mm-hmm. where if I know that I'm getting really cranky, I'll be like, okay, I'm really sorry, I'm really cranky right now, Like, I'm probably going to snap for something.
Yeah.
And I'm probably hungry. Or I'll say, like, oh, you know, I'm really emotional. I don't even know why. But it's probably because my period's coming. You know, things like yeah. that, where I'm just like, I know it's a hormonal thing. And things are going to be happening. And I'm really sorry. Just to give you a heads up. And he usually knows. And sometimes he'll say it before I even say it. And then that makes me mad.
Oh, I would
Why
be
did
too.
You have to say that?
I'd be like, how dare you take my feelings and say it's just hormonal. This is the way I feel right now.
Yeah. 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 And so again, you just have to, like, in your mind, you just have to be like, I am going to have some like emotional roller coasters, and that's mm-hmm. okay. But as long as I learn to like kind of reason myself out of it, right? Just yeah. be like, okay, yep, I'm feeling really sad. It's my hormones. So maybe I should do something that will make me feel happy mm-hmm. or like, you know, something like that. Cause I know I was an emotional wreck. With the last pregnancy, and there were a lot of things. I talked to a close relative, and she mm-hmm. recommended that I do something that makes me feel happy or something that makes me feel good. And I did do that. And like, they actually say, again, it's those feel good, or like it's those feel good emotions. What's it? Oh my God, my mind.
That's okay. Oxytocin.
Yeah, that's the one. And when you do something that makes you feel good, your stress also decreases, right? Which in turn helps with your emotions.
Yeah, and I think it's either dopamine or serotonin.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
If someone can correct us, that'd be great.
I know. I'm just like, yeah. Brain too much happening this week. Starting to like, you know when you have like a rusty wheel?
Yeah.
It's like it's going, and then now it's like, oh, it's slowly stopping and it's stopping.
And whereas I'm like, oh
well, you have brain mommy is... brain / pregnancy
and
brain.
Oh, it's okay, all so... in there right now. It's so bad.
Ugh, it's normal. It's totally normal.
Yeah. Someone tells me something and I forget like 5 seconds later. I'm like, what did we talk about again?
I know. Yeah. But yeah, I like give yourself a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm. I should.
Cause I know you too, right? You are the toughest critic. Like, you are your own toughest critic.
It's true.
And I'm probably the same way.
Yeah, we're both the same.
Yeah, that's why we're friends.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and feel free to tag us at # coffee and bottles podcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Bottles. Keep sipping on.